different people to be. That it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch.
tries to call her, but the undertaker is in the haunted house upon a hill. I was a fool for the funeral girl. A haunted house, I swear I was there forever in a nightmare. Love ain't no game, it's always the same. Once you go, you may never come back. Sex is such a fair.
An unterschiedlichen Musikbeispielen zeigen wir die beeindruckende Leistungsfähigkeit moderner Hi-Fi-Technik in ihrem eigentlichen Sinn, der natürlichen Wiedergabe von Musik. Großer Frequenzumfang und beeindruckende Dynamik sind die herausragenden Eigenschaften für die Toccata in D-Moll von Johann Sebastian Bach, die hier von Michel Chapuis an der Anderson-Orgel der Erlöserkirche in Kopenhagen überzeugend zur Geltung gebracht werden.
This is Arthur, ordinarily of the grand hour. I turn this up in my headphones here. I'm kind of doing a show, for a reprieve of all the Christmas music you hear on every other station. Just playing a few Halloween songs, little interludes there. I started everything off a little early with a song Eggnog by Luna. Followed that up with The Sonics and Psycho, and Psycho Killer by The Talking Heads, The Season of the Witch by Donovan, The Cramps, I Was a Teenage Werewolf, Rocky Erickson and the Aliens, The Night of the Vampire, and ended that set with Danny and the Nightmare's Haunted House. Ordinarily, this would be Soul Kitchen on Thursday night. One sub couldn't come in, so I took over for Furious George, who had another obligation to me. I'll start this one off, this next set off, a little jumpier note, I suppose. Let me get around to it here.
There was a party going on at the mummy's house. Everything was going fine until somebody stepped on the mummy's foot. Hip strength was stuck on the side of fat.
crazy, man.
Oh, party going on at the mama's house. Everybody was there. There was a Frankenstein, a wolfman, a Dracula. A whole lady in a rocking chair that started fighting.
Back to Mama the night on the Yulevan. Get the taste of the blood. Yeah.
Then Dracula said to Frankenstein,
oh, but Mommy, he's a friend of mine.
Then Wolfman jumped up in his bed.
Do you wanna take his place?
Oh, what is going on at the Mummy's house? Everybody was there. There was a Frankenstein, a Wolfman, and Dracula. A old lady in a rocking chair to start a fight.
In his thirst for knowledge, Dr. Jekyll experimented with his own body by swallowing a diabolical chemical mixture. His hair grew wildly, his features distorted as his mind was claimed by his evil alter ego, and he stalked into the fog-bound streets of London with murder in his heart. He was now the heinous Mr. Hyde.
Jekyll.
Hello, Dr. Jekyll.
Oh, hi,
Mr. Hyde. Docteur Jekyll un jour a compris que c'est ce monsieur Hyde qu'on aimait en lui. Mr. Hyde, ce salaud a fait la peau du docteur Jekyll.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active. Another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
From his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun.
In a shoebox.
The party had just begun.
In a shoebox.
The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
Track. It's on track 8.
Boris, here it is.
Here what is?
The Transylvania twist.
All right, let's hear it. It's a rocker.
Mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drac's a part of the band. And my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
In Victorian London, an evil killer prowled the foggy nights. He stalked the cobblestone streets of old London town, his long black cloak concealing long razor-sharp knives to slash unsuspecting victims. Never caught by the bobbies of Scotland Yard, this mad fiend was known to the terrified inhabitants as Jack the Ripper.
of London late at night.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
with a little black bag that's oh so tight.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
he's got a big black cloak hanging down his back.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
well that's a one bear cat I just hate to fight.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
well it won't down the street, here the getting me, says your name, the blouse.
Jack the Ripper, the Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
When she walks down the street, he's never far behind.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
with his little black bag and his one track mind.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
well, he really catches up when the lights go down.
The Ripper,
at the time he starts his dirty shop around.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
When he walks down the street, if a girl in it says your name, her blood.
Jack the Ripper, the Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
Scotland Yard will never catch him, cause he's a much too clever.
He's much too clever.
But if they do, a man will get leather, yes.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper, the Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
With the streets of London kind of never safe.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper,
whenever Jack the Ripper ever shows his face.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
So you pretty little girl, let's take my advice.
The Ripper,
streets of London late at night.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
Well, he walks down the street, if the girl he meets says your name, blah, blah.
The Ripper, Jack the Ripper, the Ripper, Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
Under the sea, and witches cackled up a storm of fiendish glee.
We had a ooh-hara party. We had a ooh-hara party. Everybody had a screaming ball. Last night in Dracula Hall.
Count Dracula, well, bless my soul, took the thing from outer space, and they did the stroll. The five-fingered beast at the time of his life, and threw an atom bomb at Dr. Cyclops' wife.
We had a ooh-hara party. We had a ooh-hara party. Everybody had a screaming ball. Last night at Dracula Hall.
Clock struck 12. I hollered out,
"Police!"
That's when Jack the Ripper did his party feast. There was a whole lot of shaking till the sun came up. With one more scream, I woke up.
We had a ooh-hara party. We had a ooh-hara party. Everybody had a screaming ball. Last night at Dracula Hall. Everybody had a screaming ball.
Thank you.
That was the DuPonts and Screaming Ball at Dracula Hall. It was preceded by Screaming Lord Sutch and Jack the Ripper. Actually, I heard Alex on the Desperate Hours play a Lord Sutch song. Then I split up Monster Mash, because whenever Jack asks about that Transylvania twist, it is later on in the tracks. That was preceded by Henry Mancini, The Experiment in Terror. Serge Gainsbourg did Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And I started the whole set off with The Mummy's Ball by The Verdict. This is Vic Mezzi, the background music and his orchestra, doing some of his bits from The Addams Family. This next set's going to be something more along what I play on the Grand Hour, the radio dramas, but it's not going to be quite a radio drama. In this reprieve of Christmas music, I'll have Boris Karloff and a nice little jewel I picked up somewhere along the way.
Vampires, werewolves, ghouls, ghosts, mummies that come back to life after 3,000 years. Can such things be? Well, I've spent a lifetime doing my best to persuade you, at least for an hour or two in a darkened theater, that there are things that go bump in the night and raise a lump in your throat, a hard knot of terror. A number of my fellow actors, Bela Lugosi, Peter Lorre, Vincent Price, Miss Elsa Lanchester, to name only a few, have helped me in this persuasion. And in this record, it is my pleasure to share with you memorable passages of dialogue from scenes which film historians have come to regard as classics of terror. Many of the most eloquent moments in these so-called monster movies, of course, were played completely in pantomime. For example, I didn't have a word of dialogue in the original Frankenstein. And my most chilling scene in The Mummy was entirely speechless. The sequence when I, as Imhotep, was reawakening to life after 3,700 years dead in the dust of Egypt. But I hope that some of these excerpts you're about to hear will serve to conjure up visions for you once again of the magic moments of terror in these classic tales. The first great fright film of the talking era was, of course, Dracula. Three sinister syllables forever synonymous with Bela Lugosi. He played the role 1,000 times or more on the legitimate stage before transferring it to the screen. And his fame spread from Transylvania, where he was born, to become a household word. Count Dracula, Bela Lugosi, one and the same. A suave, sinister, supernatural figure. His unique voice somehow suited the peculiar intonations and inflections of a prince of darkness, undead 500 years. Hear that magnetic voice again now, as Bela Lugosi speaks to you from the past and introduces himself.
I am Dracula. I bid you welcome. Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make. The spider spinning his web for the unwary fly. The blood is the light. Mr. Renfield. I trust you have kept your coming here a secret.
I followed your instructions implicitly.
Excellent, Mr. Renfield. Excellent. I have chartered a ship to take us to England. We will be leaving tomorrow evening. I hope you will find this comfortable.
Thanks. It looks very inviting.
This is very old wine. I hope you will like it.
Aren't you drinking?
I never drink. Why?
It's delicious.
And now I'll leave you. Good night, Mr. Renfield.
Blood-curdling, I'd say. Author Bram Stoker knew whereof he spoke when he wrote, "The blood is the power." A powerful melodrama of the macabre, Dracula, the vampire film classic of 1931. But the movie makers showed the moviegoers no mercy that year. Their Christmas present was as grisly a story of science gone wrong as was ever put on the screen. In 1818, the immortal book about a man who made a monster was born in the young female brain of one Mary Wollstonecraft Shelley. And over 100 years later, the genius of her imagination was transferred to the medium of the motion picture. I was the misshapen creature in those depression days of 1931 that had to compete with Father Christmas to bring pleasure to people during Yuletide. But somehow it worked. People queued up at box offices all over the country, breaking records. And afterwards, it was evident that millions all over the world felt sympathy for the monster. It was clear from the letters they sent that while they were terrified by my characterization, at the same time they pitied the monster that I portrayed. And that pleased me because it was exactly what I had hoped. How I came to be built is graphically described in this dramatic scene in which you will hear the voices of three fine actors. Dr. Henry Frankenstein, portrayed by Colin Clive, who died in the late 30s. Dwight Fry, who played in Dracula as well and died in the mid-40s. And Dr. Waldman, played by the late and venerable Edward Van Sloan, who passed away not too long ago in his 82nd year.
Touch. The brain you stole, Fritz. Think of it. The brain of a dead man waiting to live again in a body I made with my own hands. With my own hands. Dr. Valmon, I learned a great deal from you at the university about the violet ray, the ultraviolet ray, which you said was the highest color in the spectrum. You were wrong. Here in this machinery, I have gone beyond that. I have discovered the great ray that first brought life into the world.
Oh, and your proof?
Tonight you shall have your proof. At first I experimented only with dead animals, and then a human heart, which I kept beating for 3 weeks. But now, I am going to turn that ray on that body and endow it with life.
And you really believe that you can bring life to the dead?
That body is not dead.
It has never lived. I created it. I made it with my own hands from the bodies I took from graves, from the gallows, anywhere. Quite a good scene, isn't it? One man crazy, three very sane spectators.
From a creature put together from bits and pieces of dead tissue, as you've just heard, and unfortunately equipped with a criminal brain, I turn next portraying a terror character for which there was no precedent. Imhotep, an Egyptian priest wrapped in mummy swathes and buried alive for an offense against the gods. Are ancient curses real? Can they endure through centuries, reach out and affect 20th century's modern superstition's scoffing man? Played once again by Edward Van Sloan, veteran of Dracula and Frankenstein, the old Egyptologist warned of sacrilege and punishment in these potent words.
Death, eternal punishment for anyone who opens this casket in the name of Amun-Ra, the king of the gods. Good heavens, what a terrible curse.
Well, let's see what's inside.
Wait! You have read the curse.
We recognize your mastery of the occult sciences, Miller. But I can't permit your beliefs to interfere with my work.
Then why did you send for me this afternoon?
As a friend and an expert. Because I saw this find was unique and I wanted your opinion on it.
It is providential that you did.
Oh, come, Dr. Miller. Surely a few thousand years in the earth would take the mumbo-jumbo off any old curse.
Oh, I cannot speak before a boy. Come out under the stars of Egypt. Do not touch that casket.
But there is always some foolhardy soul who will dare to open a Pandora's box. And when the young anthropologist in the film did, I came to life with this disastrous result for him.
Ah!
What's the matter, man? For heaven's sakes, what is it?
He went for a little walk. You should have seen his face.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Boris Karloff. Narration and excerpts from original soundtracks from the monster movies. Yeah, I kind of getting tired of all this Christmas music, even though I really don't mind Christmas music, but I'm just thought I'd maybe play some stuff here that you might not expect to hear this time of year. Next, let me take these headphones off. Next, I'm going to play a Chuck Berry song, Downbound Train. It's interesting to me because I'm a huge Chuck Berry fan, and just when I heard it, it just doesn't seem much like a Chuck Berry song. I don't know how to really put it at this point when I'm just sitting here looking out the window at this radio station. But it's in memorandum because he passed away this year.
Oh, how the passenger shrieked with pain and begged old Satan to stop.